The word today is absolutes. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Because the devil is very active in our world, many truths have been turned and twisted. And sometimes our culture gives pleasant names to things that are really sinful. Here from our archives to help us identify some of those deceptions is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Absolutes.
I want to share with you today something that I recently found out about. You know, in the states that we live in, there are official governmental bodies, and in Kansas, they have a Senate there. It's a state Senate, and they usually open those sessions with a prayer. And so they had invited a pastor by the name of Joe Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, to come and open their sessions of the Senate in Kansas. And I suppose most people were expecting, you know, a generalized prayer that didn't really say a whole lot and didn't really get too specific so that it wouldn't offend anybody and wouldn't cause anyone any grief. Well, when Pastor Wright came, he had a prayer prepared, and boy, was it ever a strong statement. I'd like to read to you the opening words of his prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good, but that is exactly what we have done. That's the way he opened his prayer. And man, you could just imagine everybody kind of sitting there. As a matter of fact, some of the government officials got up and walked out in protest. You could almost imagine that that would happen. But he continued with his prayer, and as a matter of fact, he concluded it, and the result was overwhelming. After that prayer was said, the church of which he is a pastor, a Central Christian Church, was just overwhelmed with over 5,000 phone calls. And as they logged those phone calls, there were only 47 of the 5,000 which were negative in their response. The others, the overwhelming vast majority, were positive, saying, you know, we want very much for you to know that we think you're right on. We think you are really telling it like it is. Now, some of the things that he referred to, explaining why he had said in his opening of the prayer that we have turned things around, we've called evil good, and some of the good things we've left become evil. Now, some of the things he pointed to in his prayer was the way we have exploited the poor by calling something a lottery. You see, the word lottery doesn't have too much condemnation connected with it, like stealing or robbery or exploitation. And what he pointed out in his prayer was, we're really, through these lotteries that the different states have, this is a form of stealing from the poor, because we make them believe that they can risk the little money that they have and become a millionaire, and that somehow, you know, we don't show all the many tens of thousands of people that are destitute and use their grocery money to buy these stupid tickets and now have nothing and are doing without and maybe in such poverty that they even have to miss a meal because of their gambling. And we make it appear, we give such a loud praising and pictures and photographs and all kinds of news releases to this one person that wins the lottery. As a matter of fact, if you have done any study of this, you'll recognize that many of the people that win these millions of dollars end up actually very poor off, not very well off, because it changes their life in such an astounding way that they don't know how to handle the money, and all the people come and try to befriend them and so on. There's a parable about that in the Bible, about the son that wants his inheritance from his father, and he goes away and he blows it all in. He has a lot of friends as long as he's spending money. When his money runs out, all of his friends disappear, and he becomes destitute. And you recall how he figures it out. He said, I better return to my father and see if he will take me back. The parable of the prodigal son in the Bible. Take a look at that, because I'm sure that's what's happening in many cases as people blow in their money on the lottery. And yet we give it kind of a positive name, simply calling it a lottery or a chance, and build up the fact that you could become a multimillionaire. You see how we've changed things around? Now, he also included in his prayer a reference, we seem to justify and reward laziness, he said in his prayer, and we call it welfare. Oh, man, you can imagine how many people were offended by that comment. We seem to say, well, you don't have to get a job. The state will take care of you. The government will take care of you. So don't worry. You know, we will provide for you. Think how many people there are in the world that are trying to just exist on the edge of poverty because they know someone is going to take care of them. Somebody will feed them. Somebody will give them some housing. Now, I'm sure every country, and this broadcast is heard around the world, every country has its own degree of this. But we certainly, as God's people, don't want to justify laziness or people that simply don't want to work. The Bible's clear about that. It says those that do not work shouldn't have the money to eat. It should be the result of working and applying yourself that you would get paid and have money to buy your food. Now, another thing that he referred to, you see, he was going down the list. He was going down the line, pointing to all the problems we've created by drifting away from God's will. Listen to this one. He said, we have killed our unborn, and we've called it choice. See, we don't call it murder, do we? We don't point to the fact that we're killing and aborting these little infants before they're born. We call it choice, as though it's something just nice. We have a choice to make here. And it doesn't sound so bad. That's why he was asking for God's forgiveness. He said, as a nation, let us shape up and be honest about what we're doing. We're murdering these fetuses. We are killing that new life within the womb. And we better shape up, and we better recognize that God is displeased with us. I believe that here in America, and, of course, that's true elsewhere. All over the world this is happening. But let me get specific about America here. We certainly are just incurring, I believe, the wrath of God and the displeasure of God by these many, many murders that take place. After all, there are the adoption centers. There are many fine, wonderful young people who can't have children, who would love to take that little baby when it's born and give it a nice home and raise it as their own child. That would be so much more pleasing to God than abortion. Another thing that he talks about here, he says, now some people have the righteous wrath against the abortionists and have gone to the clinics and tried to kill the doctors and the abortionists. And they justify it by saying, well, we're trying to stop abortion. And he points out in his prayer, now just a minute, you can't go out and kill somebody and then justify it, you know, as though the end justifies the means. as though in some way or the means justifies the end. You know, you got to be careful with your rationalizing of all these different things. You can't go out, for instance, and rob somebody and say, well, but I intend to give the money to the Lord or to church next week. That doesn't justify your going out and committing a crime. And neither can you say that by stopping abortionists, you don't think it's improper to kill somebody. Of course it's improper. It's murder. And so, once again, he pointed out in his prayer, we've kind of lost our balance. We've lost our stability in this country by calling evil things good and by trying to take things that are good and turn them into evil. Now, listen to this one. He said, many parents have neglected discipline. They don't teach and train their children, and they give it the name of building self-esteem. See, have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed a parent that doesn't discipline and they're afraid of damaging the little ego of their rebellious child, and the child is supposed to be gaining self-esteem? What they gain is a spoiled attitude. The scripture is very clear that Christian parents are to admonish their children. They are to discipline their children. They are to train their children. You know, all this new sociology and psychology, you know, saying, oh, don't spank your child and so on, that's so ridiculous. You have to teach the child obedience. When your child is getting ready to go to school, you don't have to teach it how to lie. It already knows how to lie. What you have to do is teach it how to tell the truth. And you have to teach your child how to obey. I think this prayer of Pastor Wright was right on. And I hope you will take a look at your life. Are you in danger of making evil things sound too good? And are you taking good things and kind of slopping around with them and turning them into evil? I hope your perspective, review your life and take a look at everything around you and make sure you're doing God's will and you're living in the way that pleases God. And that's the point of that prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today. So all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.